You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, Fox News' Simon Owen joins us to give us the latest update on Brexit. First of all, Simon, I have to ask you, I recently watched on HBO the film Brexit with Benedict Cumberbatch, which was originally aired in the UK. Did you see the movie?
I did, yeah.
And what did you make of it?
As far as I could tell, it told the story pretty closely, I thought, and underpinned a few of the... a few of the issues that people went through here trying to figure out what to do with the European Union.
All right. I really enjoyed it. If you want to check it out, I know it's on HBO On Demand or HBO Go. So what is the latest? And break this down for your American audience here that are really confused as to what is happening and why. There's an important meeting happening today, but what is the latest in this whole crazy timeline?
Yeah, the latest is it goes on and on and on. And I think that was perhaps one of the downfalls for me of the movie that you talk about, was that it was just like watching the news, because this is just everywhere here. So there's not much respite when you watch the movie version. But yeah, I mean, we're 2.5 years on now since Britain voted in a referendum to leave the European Union, and a date has been set, March 29th. So less than 2 months to go now, and still there is no agreement in place about how this divorce is going to work. Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, after a couple of years of negotiations, came back with a deal she signed up to with the EU in November, and she said, right, I've just got to put this to my own Parliament, and then we'll be good to go. But Parliament hates it, and so far May has failed to get it ratified. So as things stand, Britain is on course for what they call a no-deal Brexit on March 29th, which would potentially be quite dramatic. Every sort of relationship with the EU would be slashed overnight. Food stores have warned there's going to be food shortages. Hospital bosses have warned there could be medicine shortages. It would have quite a significant impact, potentially. So they're talking about figuring out a deal. And what's happened last night is we had another busy evening in Parliament here. Lawmakers voted 7 times on various amendments that they had suggested to tweak the Prime Minister's plan. And one of the ideas that was voted in favour of was to send Theresa May back to Brussels and reopen talks. So that's what she said she's going to do. The only problem is the EU says it's not willing to deal. It says that deal was agreed last year, and it's not willing to reopen it.
All right. And what does this mean for Theresa May's future, political future?
Well, I mean, it would be foolish to write her off, because she has more lives than your average cat, and she's just withstood everything that's been thrown at her, from losing her majority in a parliamentary election. She's withstood a no-confidence vote. Her own party tried to oust her. And then when she put her Brexit plan to Parliament, it was crushed by an all-time record number of votes. And so she's suffered major losses that would have really ended most other people's political careers, I think. But the thing is, nobody else really seems to want her job, because there is this Brexit situation which just seems to be intractable at the moment, and it all comes down to how you manage the Irish border after Brexit, and there's no sign of a solution coming up. So she will push on with this, but as I say, you know, the clock is really ticking now towards March 29th. That's not much time for the big changes that Britain plans to do. So what does she do? Does she delay Brexit? Well, that would be controversial with a lot of people who want to see this happening. Does she not do Brexit at all, or does she take Britain out with this no-deal situation, which a small minority of people are in favour of? The vast majority, it seems to me, don't like this idea, both here in London and elsewhere in Europe, but it is the default option.
All right, back to the movie for a second. Do most people in the world, do they know who Dominic Cummings is?
No, and that's one of the curious things about it, is that it didn't really focus on the main characters in the Brexit debate. And if you also notice, the Prime Minister of the time, David Cameron, he's not in the movie.
No.
Because the director felt that this was actually something that was done by the behind-the-scenes personalities. So, no, the two big characters in that movie are not well-known to the British public.
All right, Simon, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. Thank you, Simon, helping us ignorant Americans understand what's going on over there.